on the next page, page 14, it has a three-quarter time song. And we haven't seen anything in three yet. It's simply three. In fact, the whole page is three-quarter time. So we'll play these along in the next time I see you. But for now, you have to know that three beats make a bar. Again, the top number is how many beats in a bar. Bottom number, I'll explain some other day. All right? And in the second bar, you see a dotted half note. The dot, as the little box above it indicates, the dot adds half the value to whatever you just had. So if you're adding a dot to a half note, which is normally worth two beats, now it's worth three beats. And it has to be worth three beats because it in bar two, this note occupies the whole bar, and you know it's got to be three beats long for it to be in three-quarter time. We'll play it together just once.
So there will be three beats.
Yeah, there's three beats in every bar.
Okay.
And it would sound like one, two, three. One, two. So right there at the second bar, you got to let it ring for three beats.
I thought it just plays
four. So we're going to do that again. Okay. Three-quarter song, page 14, Mel Bay. One, two, three. One, two, three. And then one, two, three. Everybody misses that last note. It's a C. They snuck it in there right when you weren't looking. And that happens with everyone because it's the same note the whole song, and then they change it at the very last note. Little stinkers they are, right? So, okay, good. So that's your homework, is that page 14.